Malachi chapter number 3. You've heard me read these verses of Scripture before. Look at verse number 6. For I am the Lord. Boy, isn't that good?
Amen.
You can stop right there and preach on I am. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you're gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you. Boy, isn't that a good statement? Amen. If you're away from God, I'm glad He'll take you back. Amen. If you've left God, I'm glad He'll take you back. Amen. He said, saith the Lord of hosts, but ye said, wherein shall we return? You may be seated. May the good Lord add His blessings to the reading of the Scripture. Again, I'll try to be as short as I can tonight. If you'll pray and you'll listen to what God has to say. Simple thought tonight that God's burned on my heart. And I hope and pray that it'll be a blessing to you. Amen. I'm going to preach on the subject. Some things never change. Some things that never change. Here in Malachi chapter 3, amen, in these few verses, we are living in a changing world. When I say a changing world, I'm 52 years old. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's come a long way in 52 years. Some of you, amen, are older than I am, and you've seen changes, amen, that I've not seen. Amen. When I say a change, I've lived that change, but I didn't see it change. You have seen certain things change that I've not. I'm talking about in the time and the generation. But I said we're living in a changing world. In other words, that's when it means it's make or become different. Boy, is that ever reality in the era that we're living in today? Amen. There are things that are becoming different. I said there's a going around the new normal. Amen. I don't like that word. But when I said that there's some things changing, I'd say that maybe some of them are to the good, but about 95 or 8% of them ain't too good. All God people say. I mean, seasons change, weather change. I mean, listen, we got the, I'm talking about weather patterns change. We've got boundaries, amen, and names of nations. Sometimes they may change, amen. Work and ways of living change. If you've been at a job 10 years, there's been some changes on your job. Have you been, I would stand to say if you've been at the same job for 5 years, there've been some changes on your job, amen. And not just that, but the way of living, amen, has changed, especially in the last 6 or 7 months. People even change. Amen. When I say the world changed, people even change. I mean, we change physically. I'm not the man I used to be. Amen. When I say physically, I can't do at 52 years old what I used to do. I find out that I can't lift like I used to live. Man, working at Lockridge Furniture, I'll never forget, man. Back when in my young days, Sister Faye, I working at Lockridge Furniture, they'd say, we need this moved. And I'm talking about, I was back there in the warehouse and, man, you know what I'd do? I'd take just a couch over my head and I'd move that couch. Depending on if it was a reclining couch or not. Amen. Depends on if it was a part of a section or not. But man, I mean, and I realize I can't do, I just can't do that anymore. I mean, man, when I used to install carpet for my dad and he owned the carpet store for many years. And man, I tell you what, them carpet days, man, I'm talking about you'd have to move people out. Amen. Before you put the carpet, then take the carpet up. Amen. Then put the carpet down and then move them back in. And I tell you what, I don't miss none of that. But man, look at them big old rolls of carpet. Amen. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Brother Travis, amen. Hey, you're not the man you used to be. Amen. I'm trying to say people change. Amen. Our physically. Amen. We change emotionally. We change with seasons. Amen. Of life. Sometimes our emotions change. Amen. To the seasons of life. We change in our ideas. We change in our goals. We change, amen, I don't like too good, but sometimes, amen, we change in our convictions. Don't sit there and think, I'm not changed. Sure you have. if you've been saved, amen, 10 years, if you've been saved 20 years, amen. Now, I'm not saying that we're compromising, amen, but sometimes the convictions change. There's things, amen, that I started out, Lord, amen, I'm talking about a young Christian, amen, young in the Lord, amen, I thought, man, that's gospel, amen. Hey, but let me tell you something, God has begun to change my mind on certain things. Not that I'm compromising the Word of God. Somebody say amen right there. Not that I'm compromising the Word of God. I mean, man, I'll just say this. Amen. I'm glad, amen, I'm not your judge. And I'm glad that you're not my judge. I'm glad that I've got a judge in heaven. Amen. His name's God. Hallelujah. Amen. People change. Goals change. Amen. And since God is unchanging, amen, there's some things that never change. I'm going to have to hurry. Number one, and it's going to be simple tonight. Amen. What are some things that never change? Amen. The wages of sin never changes. Amen. I'm telling you, if it's sin 100 years, 50 years, 25 years ago, it's still sin today. What was sin, amen, when you was a little boy or a little girl, it's still the same sin today. You say, oh, but preacher, you talked about sometimes your convictions changing. I'm talking about, listen, that ain't what, you're misinterpreting what I said. If the Bible says it's a sin, it's always been a sin. Amen. I mean, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The wages of sin. Listen, people don't get it. Some people don't get it. The wages of sin is death. They know that. Amen. They've read the scripture. They've heard the preacher preach it. And you know what they're still doing? They're still sinning. Hey, I'm going to tell you tonight, the wages of sin is death. Amen. Listen, God has never changed, amen, the wage of sin. I mean, in spite, hey, one said a church bulletin board said, in spite of inflation, the wages of sin remain the same. Amen. Hey, listen, there's a warning that was given in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Sin, amen, hey, it would bring death. And he told Adam and Eve there, hey, every tree of the garden, you can partake of it. Amen. Only that one. Listen, see, Satan lies to you. Hey, and Satan's lie, amen, there in Genesis chapter number 3, amen, he said, ye shall not surely die. Ye shall not surely die. Let me tell you something, friend, you better be careful of the devil's deceivableness. You better be careful, amen, of the devil's lies to you. He lies to you to get you to sin. Amen. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. There in Genesis chapter 3. I mean, sin brought spiritual death. And then it brought ultimately physical death. Can I get a witness? Death continues, amen. Listen, wherefore as by one man entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Amen, listen, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, amen, and after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. You know every funeral and cemetery that you pass confirms the wages of sin. Every cemetery you see, every grave you see, every tombstone you see, amen, every funeral you attend, it confirms the wages of sin. You say, oh, but preacher, my mama was saved, my daddy is saved, my husband and wife was saved. Yeah, they may have been saved, but you know what? Amen, because we have to go to that cemetery, amen, that is a wage of sin. If Adam and Eve had just done the right thing, we'd have been okay. Well, first of all, we wouldn't have been here. Adam and Eve have still been enjoying the Garden of Eden. And all of God's blessings. Somebody say amen. Amen. The curse, amen, was from the man, amen, was to till the ground. Amen. And have the sweat of his brow. Amen. The curse, amen, to the woman was to give birth to children. All God's people said. Sure. I mean, listen, every funeral cemetery, amen, confirms the wages of sin is death. Hell, and at the end of a sinner's life, confirms the wages of sin. I'm convinced right now, if it wasn't for medication, you'd see a lot more people going to hell. What do you mean, preacher? You'd hear of more people going to hell Now they're so medicated, amen. They're not able, amen, to scream. They're not able, amen, to tell you what they're seeing and what they're experiencing. I need help. Sure. I mean, you'd hear them, amen. You'd hear stories, amen, of people that was dying without God, begging God, amen, begging God to forgive them of their sin, amen, because of the life that they live. I'm telling you something, friend, amen. Listen, the wages of sin's it will never change, amen. It'll never change. I mean, listen, the death of Christ pays sin's debt, and believers, amen, from its wages, thank the Lord that the debt was paid. Hallelujah. On Calvary's tree, praise God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. But what? You're bought with a price. Amen. Thank God. What? You're bought with a price. Amen. He goes on to say, therefore glorify God. Amen. In your body, which are God's. Hallelujah. The wages of sin. The wages of sin will never change.
Amen.
Secondly, the law of the harvest will never change. Galatians 6:7-8, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Stop right there. God is not mocked.
Amen.
Boy, there's a sermon. Let me say, it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. We got a lot of mocking going on.
Amen.
We got a lot of mocking going on in this country even tonight as I'm preaching.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, man, you got a lot of mocking. Amen. Listen, I'm talking about, man, listen. He says, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. There's a lot of reaping going to happen. Amen. There's a lot of sowing going on. There's a lot of sowing going on, amen, in the name of Jesus, that God has nothing to do with. All God people saying, a lot of mocking that's going on, amen, in the name of God, amen. Listen, that God has nothing to do with. Hey, listen, we reap what we sow. How many believe that? For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. I want to say, amen, listen. You got some people say, oh, I love the Lord. I love the church. I love everything about it. Amen. Well, where are they at? Why ain't they here? Amen. Glory to God. You love the church good enough on Facebook. Why ain't you in the house of God somewhere? Amen. I'm telling you, listen, the harvest. Hey, listen, we reap what we sow. Hey, man, it is impossible to sow sin and reap blessings.
Amen.
You don't sow sin and reap blessings. Amen. Ain't that you saw a preacher? I see this lost person. That's all they do is sin. And look at the blessings, God. You know what? But they ain't got the peace of Almighty God in their heart. And oh, by the way, they're going to reap what they sow. Some of you, amen, better check up on your what you're sowing. Amen. Some of you better check up on you. Well, glory to God. Harvest time, amen, will be both discouraging and delightful. You believe that? Harvest time will be discouraging and delightful. Amen. Those who sow to the flesh reap corruption.
Amen.
Boy, we've got it on. We've got it going on in America now. Let me just say this, amen. Hey, defunding the police is the stupidest thing I ever heard of in my life. Defund the police. And anybody want to vote for that? Has got something mental going on. I said it, Facebook, now kick me off, amen. Amen. I mean, hey, there's something not rational up here to want to defund the police just because of one, amen, or several bad officers, amen. All of them are not bad officers. Amen. We got some good law enforcement. And as long as I'm the pastor of this church, we're going to back our law officers, amen. Hallelujah. Black Lives Matter, amen. Hey, I don't want to, I better be careful, amen. Amen, but I'll just say all lives matter. All lives matter. It ain't the color of your skin. Everybody help. Amen. Hallelujah. How to get off on that. Amen. Every day along life's way, we're sowing. And I'm telling you, hey man, these I believe in a peaceful protest or riot and holding a sign. That's God-given freedom. We're in America. But what's going on in our cities today, hey man, ain't nothing but rebellion. Yeah, I need help right there. And these Democratic, glory to God, I'm just going to say it. These Democratic, amen, governors and mayors and all these, amen, don't want to call for help. You're just as guilty as they are, amen. I'll tell you what, these looters, amen, these rioters, amen. Bible says rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Want to rebel against the law? I see them stand up there. I see them standing up there. Them law officers have to take putting and cussed out and stand there. I'll just be honest. I'm saved. Amen, Kathy. I'm saved. I'm sitting there putting myself and Brother Travis in there and Brother Lloyd in their shoe, and I'm thinking I'd bust his mouth. Hallelujah. I might have to go to jail or get shot, but I'd bust his mouth. You say that ain't too godly. Amen. Let me tell you something. That ain't godly what they're doing. And I don't, hey, the devil don't expect you to stand there. But you know why they don't do it? Because they do. You talk about a lawsuit. You talk about a lawsuit. This color man that got shot the other day. Where y'all at? Boy. I didn't plan on saying all that. If it's the truth, it's the truth. Amen. You say you shouldn't preach like that in the house of God. How should I preach? How should I preach? Amen. Hey, our country, amen, is flying apart. Amen. We better get on our knees and we better start praying and we better pray and you better get out and vote. Hallelujah. Oh. Every day alone, life's way, we're sowing. We're sowing something. I mean, what changes do you need to make in light of the coming harvest? Amen. Listen, I'm talking about the law of the harvest never change. Whatever you sow, you'll reap. These people, amen, reaping. Hey, these people out here sowing wicked, hellish rebellion. And I'm talking rebellious. And they, in the name of Jesus, let me tell you something, friend. You may mock God here, but the mocking's going to stop one day. The mocking's going to stop one day, and you ain't going to mock forever, amen? Because you're going to reap what you sow, amen? Thirdly, let me say, the love of God will never change. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Listen, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, amen? I'm glad the love of God never changes. My, God's love is consistent. God's love. Listen, you said, preacher, how many glad He loved you when you was a sinner? Amen. How many glad He loved you when you rebelled? How many glad, amen, that He loved you, amen, when you went against His Word, amen? And you knew that you shouldn't, and you knew that you should, amen, been walking the straight and narrow, but you just left God. Listen, this is the greatest love story ever told. Spurgeon said that great 1800 preachers, I believe it was back in 1800, said, when I have sinned, He has loved me. When I have forgotten Him, He has loved me. When in the days of my sin I cursed Him, yet still He loved me. He loved me before I was born. Before a star began to shine, He loved me. And He has never ceased to love me all these years. Amen. Isn't it good, amen, that you got a God, amen, that loves you? Aren't you glad you got a God that loves you when you do make a... I start to say mistake, but I never forget what. I'll never forget Rex Real. Amen. I'd say mistake. Amen. I was talking to him one. Yeah, he said that ain't nothing but a sin. A mistake ain't nothing but a sin. Is that not right? Sure it is. Amen. The cross proved God's love. God's gift of His Son guarantees, amen, eternal life for me and you. Listen, there's no greater love, John 15 talks about, amen. Romans 5:8, I believe it says, but God commendeth His love. Boy, I love that, don't you? commendeth His love toward us. Listen, if you didn't have the love of God, you wouldn't be on your... Thank God He loved us. Hallelujah. Amen. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. These unchanging truths are life changers. But listen, there's a lot. I said there's a lot that won't change, but there's a lot that has changed.
Amen.
Amen. When I say that, listen, what are the biggest changes, amen, that I've seen, amen, through my life, amen? I was talking to a gentleman I told you I stopped and talked to. Hey, man, he was planting flowers, doing the flower beds at the church. I passed by, and he was getting ready to mow grass, amen, at the church. And amen, and listen, I'm just going to say, listen, how many changes, amen, have you seen, amen, through the years? And I'm talking about, we're talking about how things have changed, amen, through the years. Amen, one thing that I've seen change is music. Amen. The music world, I'm talking about in the church house, has changed. I'm telling you something, friend. I'm going to be honest with you. If you fall out with me, you just fall out with me. Amen. I'll be honest. I don't listen to it much. I was in a vehicle the other day. And, amen. That's about the only thing I could get. But I'm going to tell you, and if you listen to it, amen, that's between you and the Lord. But that 106.9, I can't hack it.
Amen.
I just can't hack it. Now, I ain't saying everything on there is wrong, but I just can't hack it. Man, life, I listened for a little while, and I heard some decent things. And then all of a sudden, amen, I'm thinking, I don't feel nothing. I just don't feel a thing. Now, I hope I didn't jump in many mud holes. And if I did, again, that's between you and the Lord. But I'm going to tell you something. I've seen in my generation, music has changed in our churches. You know what the devil does? The devil pops up on my shoulder and says, "Now, if you want to keep the young people, and you want to keep it, you want a big church, then you're going to have to change along with it." Think the devil don't talk to you, Pastor? Sure he does. But would we like to have a great big auditorium full of people? Sure we would. Knowing that, amen, people are being saved and being born again, all God's people said. I mean, listen, when I was growing up, we sang hymns from the hymn book. Hallelujah. And there's a time God's reminding me, amen. Amen. We need to get back to the hymn book. We need to get back to the hymn book. I'm talking about those great hymns of faith, amen. Hey, you remember when somebody was directing you, amen, with their arm, and you had no idea what they were doing. And I'm guilty of direct. I'm geared. You know why? It's just in me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what I miss? I miss doing that. All God people said. But I've seen it change. I mean, that most churches today don't sing from hymn books. Did you know that? Amen. Most churches, they don't do that. Amen. There are not many choirs, amen, that do that. Instead, not many choirs, period. Why? Why, preacher? Amen. They've got what they call worship bands. They got worship bands now. And you know what? It don't look like no choir. Now, I ain't got nothing wrong with drums. I don't have nothing against drums. And I don't have nothing against Brother... what's his name over there? Brother, I don't have no problem with James playing them drums. As long as it stays holy. Now, he gets over here and starts doing stuff. I like it when you can praise God through your talent, and it's all right. But I know when the devil's in it, too. All God people say it? Amen. Amen. He mentioned it to me when he first wanted to bring a set of drums. I said, as long as they ain't too loud. Man, you go to some places, man, that's all you hear. Oh, and that's the same way with a bass guitar.
Amen.
Piano, guitar, don't make no difference who you are. Boy, how am I getting off on all this? Hey, man, glory to God. All God people said?
Amen.
Hey, when you can hear more of the music than you can the song and the message in the song, amen. Hey, your attention's in the wrong direction, amen. Hallelujah. But most churches has worship bands, amen. And they're stage lights. Now, man. Stage lights. Now they got their fog machines. You see your pastor walking out with a fog? Come out that door and the lights are flashing. I got, you ain't going to see no Hawaiian shirt and flip-flops and shorts on me. Hallelujah. And if you do, you better take me to the hospital. And he said, you've lost your mind. You might have to take me to Broughton. Hallelujah. I know it's a little funny, but listen, that ain't the way I was raised. Somebody says, well, that's the reason, preacher. What's wrong with this other stuff? Let me tell you something. Ask yourself the next time you hear it and you listen to it and you watch it. Ask yourself, hey, if you're born again, your spirit's going to bear witness or not. All God people say it. And the devil pops up on my shoulder and says, you ought to change this a little bit. You ought to get just a little bit. Now listen, there's some contemporary songs I love. Amen. Name one of them I like. He Knows My Name's a contemporary. My Redeemer Lives. Shout to the Lord. Somebody say amen. You know what's the difference? I can feel something in it. Amen. All God people say it. Boy, I get you. I got you in the attention now, I guess. Hey, ma'am. Then you get these bands, and then they start wanting to jump. Don't even know what they're jumping about. I've been in services, amen, that they sung the same song over and 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 over. You think I'm exaggerating? That's the way it seemed to me. Over. And they just kept doing it. And I'm thinking, why are they doing it? I know why they doing it. Hey, man, I sat back there and they was going to do it to everybody is up on their feet jumping. You said, did you get on your feet and jump? Boy, you think. If I'd have felt something, I'd have jumped. I'll tell you this. I've seen the music change. I've seen the style change. When I was growing up, you know what I've done? You know what we done? We wore our Sunday best. And I went to church, man, I wore. You said, why do you wear that tie? Listen, this thing don't cause me to preach, and I know you've heard me preach it before, but I think it looks holy. Amen. Why? Because glory to God. Hey, that's the way I was raised, amen. Hey, we wore Sunday best, amen. And glory to God, for me, I like a coat and a necktie. Amen, glory, hallelujah. Women wore dresses, somebody say amen right there. Today's style. Man, pastors come out in tennis shoes, no socks, shirt out, t-shirt. Amen. Would you have much respect if I'd done that? Answer me. Amen. That's the reason I don't do it. Amen. Listen, not because, amen, it's because God instilled it in me. Thank God I had a pastor that instilled it in me. Amen. To look holy. To look modest, to dress your best. Now, man, they come, hey, man, with their pajamas on. You know what irks me to death? Hey, I like that word. You know what irks me to death is when you go to Walmart and you see them in there walking with their pajamas and their hair is like a rat's nest because they just got up out of bed and didn't, it was so lazy they couldn't even comb their hair. Because they sit there on the Game Boy all day. Somebody help me. Some computer or something. Mm. If that's all you got, that's all you got. But I'm going to tell you something. You come to God's house, I've always come. You dress your best when you go to God's house. This is God's house. Amen. I've seen style change. Amen. Hey, listen, I thank God. Listen, my pastor, now you listen to this. Hey, man, prayed for everybody and everything when he'd pray. You remember Brother Reynolds praying? Hey, man, anybody else? Tony could attest to this. You know how my pastor get up, he'd read the scripture. Amen. And he'd pray, Brother Travis. He'd pray. Amen. Brother Jimmy, he'd pray. And you know what he'd do? Man, life, he'd stand there and he'd pray for, hey, when I say everybody and everything, man. I mean, he'd pray. I'm talking about before he preached. He'd pray. He'd pray. I mean, you're sitting there thinking, when's he going to get done praying? Anybody remember praying like that? I'm talking about from your preacher. I'm talking about from pastors back then. I mean, man, they'd pray for a long time. Sister Kathy back there, and this Kathy, amen, remember that? I'm talking, you said, preacher, I've never heard it. Listen, I pray, amen, thank God for it, amen, but listen, I miss old-fashioned pastoral prayer. Yeah. Amen, preacher. One said, amen, that he counted, one time he counted a 20-minute pastoral prayer from his pastor. 20 minutes. The pastor stood up there and prayed. I've seen my pastor, amen, pray. I ain't never timed him, amen, but it seemed like it's forever. But amen, but I'll never forget him one time out at Lake James Nursing Home. Never thought he'd have been at Lake James Nursing Home. Went out there to visit him. They had service one night. Amen, he's sitting on the couch. They asked him to dismiss in prayer. You know what he done? How many's ever seen a singing preacher? I'm talking about praying. See, my pastor, man, he started praying. Glory to God. He started singing his prayer. Amen. How many's ever seen a singing preacher that sung his message? Anybody ever seen that? I'm talking about them old days. Old Mike Blanton, amen, that preaches. I've seen him do that. Man, reminds me of my pastor. And listen, old-fashioned pastoral prayer. Some things has changed. I've noticed, hey, have you noticed the church architecture now in churches?
Amen.
Yeah, buddy. You've heard me preach on it in a while. I haven't hit it again. Today, there's more and more churches. There used to be churches were narrow like this and long. Amen. You know what they're doing today? Today, amen, they're wider, not as long. They don't have pews. It's chairs. Now, I ain't condemning anybody that's watching this on Facebook or YouTube or whatever. And I think there's some good churches that's got chairs. But I'm telling you, I dislike it the old time way. I don't think it's wrong to have chairs in the choir, but don't them pews look good? Hey man, I ain't saying it'll take you to hell. I'm talking about man. I mean, your appearance of your architecture of your church. I mean, man, it's changed. I'm talking about the pulpit area. Hey, it's more like an entertainment area. It's more like a stage. Hey, it ain't an altar. It don't look like an altar.
Amen.
Amen. You say, preacher, why things change? Yeah, God never changes.
Amen.
Amen. You know what the devil says? Pops up on your pastor's shoulder and says, now you need to go with the times. No, sir. If it's good enough for my... Hey, if it's good enough for me...
Amen.
Is it good enough for you, Sister Kathy? How about you, Sister Faye? How many is it good enough for you?
Amen.
Amen. You better... Listen, we're in a battle for our church. Amen. I mean, listen, churches today have a desire to please those who are present more than God.
Yeah.
Please those that's present more than they do God. I mean, listen, I always felt like my pastor, amen, thought probably his aim was to just tell it like it is. Amen. Now, man, you got them up there. Amen. They're afraid to tell you like it is because they're afraid you're going to vote them out. Well, preacher, ain't you afraid you'll vote me out? Aren't you afraid we'll vote you out? All I can say is this, God's always took care of me. And I ain't threatening nobody. But I'm going to preach you the gospel. And I'm going to tell you like it is. All God people say it. And if you do vote me out, it won't be on my hands. All God people say it. Amen. I believe there's some deacon boards and there's some churches going to stand before God one day of how they treated the pastors that they voted out.
Amen.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
My, ain't you come to the piano. Some things, amen, has changed. Now we're living in a day, it's a choose your own church world. Choose your own church world. Choose your own church. You know, you can find your church that'll pat you on the back.
Yeah.
That you're comfortable and it'll ease you a little bit.
Amen.
You can find that motivational speaker, amen, that never preaches against sin, never preaches on hell. Are you with me? It's choose your own church. I'll be honest, growing up, I don't remember thinking if we didn't like things, we could just change churches. I never thought that way. That ain't the way it is today. You go around visiting today, well, if I don't like it, I'll just go to another church. I never thought that way. I mean, listen, the church was stuck with me. It was stuck with us. Amen. And we were stuck with that local church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In other words, I didn't join to unjoin. I didn't get in to get out.
Amen.
Didn't think about it. Are you with me? And not this day and time, man. It's choose your own church. Do what you want to do. Are you with me tonight?
Amen.
What time is it? 7:04. I just about hit it. Hallelujah. I'm saying tonight, church, it's a battle. I said this morning, if you're ever going to fight, you better put your gloves on. I'm talking about literally. It's going to be we are facing the most pivotal point in American history. Let me tell you something. This Supreme Court judge, you better pray she gets on her. You better pray. You need to pray for her. Nah, listen. I know she's Catholic. That's between her and God. Amen. But I'm going to say this. Amen. Now, if she's opposite of what she says she is, that's between her and God. But we've got to, hey, God's people's got a chance. Amen. Hallelujah. God's way has got it. Now listen, God can do anything. But you better pray. Amen. Hallelujah.